2020-3707. Number four includes the preliminary final plat SD 2020-137 and site plan 2020-247. Item number five has vacations. SD 2020-202, vacation of a private sanitary sewer easement. SD 2020-203, vacation of a temporary drainage easement. SD 2020-204, vacation of a public roadway easement. And SD 2020-205, vacation of a public roadway and public sanitary sewer easement. All four, Sonata Trails LLC at Universe Boulevard Northwest between Pasel del Norte and Tree Line. And the agent is architect and planned land use consultants and respect. So let's see who's here. Mr. Archuleta, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself and then I'll swear you in?
Yes, good morning, Madam Chair. This is Derek Archuleta, serving as agent, and I do swear to tell the truth. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. I see Mr. Jeremy Shell's hand up. Can you introduce yourself and I'll swear you in?
Yes, good morning, Madam Chair, DRB. Jeremy Shell with respect. I swear to tell the truth.
Okay, thank you. Where to begin? I'll let you gentlemen go ahead and get us started, wherever you want to go. There's a lot of approvals here.
Yep, thank you, Madam Chair. I guess I'll start and let Derek chime in. I think everybody's familiar with this project. We were just here last week. And I believe that we have addressed all comments. There was some small, minor outstanding things, which we will go through as those come up in the comments. And so we're here to discuss those and ultimately request a delegated approval.
Okay, thank you, sir. Is there any member of the, Mr. Archuleta, did you want to say anything?
Actually, Madam Chair, members of the board, as Jeremy has stated, as needed, I will chime in.
Okay. All right. Chiming in for Christmas, okay.
Yes.
Let's have, oh, let me turn and see, do we have any members of the public that wish to speak on item four or five at Universe Boulevard? Okay, I'm not seeing anyone, so we will go to DRB comments. And there's a lot of, like I said, there's a lot of subject matter here. So you can just kind of sort through the things that relate to vacations, the plat, and the site plan, starting with Mr. Cadena.
Hello, Derek. Hello, Jeremy. Chris Cadena with the Water Authority. There is no objection to any of the requests. All of the previous comments have been addressed. You have your board-approved development agreement, and you have serviceability letter 200426, which provides the conditions for service. Thank you.
Thanks, Chris.
All right, well done. Let's go to code enforcement.
Carl Garcia with code enforcement. Code enforcement reviewed this project and has no comments or objections at this time to either number.
Okay, thank you. Parks and Recreation.
This is Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Recreation. I do have some comments about the landscaping of the retention area. I apologize that I didn't talk about this in earlier comments for the site plan, but it's not clear as to how much control you have over that area. But I guess the first is that Oak Ridge is a classic location that would require street trees. So I was hoping you could comment on that. And then in addition, the city of Albuquerque has standard specifications for disturbed land. It's in section 1012 of the city specs that they should be reseeded with native grasses and wildflowers at a minimum. And that as an alternative to the generic mixes which are listed, a more site-specific mix may be used, specified by the project landscape architect or in consultation with the open space division. So I'm wondering if you would want to add that hatch to the landscape plan, or how you could resolve that question. A typical mix should consist of four or five grasses, several legumes and wildflower species, and a cover crop of oats planted where weed species are prevalent. So I was wondering if you could comment on that. Thank you.
Yeah, this is Jeremy. I've been in conversation with Chair Jolene Wolfley, as well as hydrology and Doug Hughes, on this matter. And yes, our intention is absolutely to address this regarding the street trees as well as the surface treatment for the retention basin over there. I think planning has a comment to add to the grading plan that I believe addresses this, and we can go through that later, but or at the time that they provide comments. But I guess the only thing that I wanted to mention as well, just simply for the record, is that the area that's being referred to north of Oak Ridge is a temporary retention pond. And so at some point in the future, the requirement for that pond is going to go away and will be developed as whatever it will be developed as at that point in the future. At which time it'll go to DRB and street trees and proper landscape plans will be required at that time. But for the time being, the timeline for which is not known at this time, but it is a temporary retention pond, and how long it'll be there isn't necessarily known at this time. But anyways, just for the record.
This is Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Rec. Is it under the same ownership as the project?
It is. Yes, it is.
Okay, thank you. I imagine you'll talk about that more when planning has their comments. Thank you.
Yes. Thanks, Cheryl.
Hydrology.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology. Hydrology has an approved conceptual master drainage report with engineer stamp date of October 14th, 2020. We have no objection to the site plan. We have no objection to the infrastructure list. For the plat, the city's standard drainage easement language, please handwrite in that the drainage report's engineer stamp date is October 14th, 2020, and the hydrotrans number is C10D001A. Once this is done, hydrology has no objection to the plat. Let's see, what else do we have? On the vacations, we have no objection to vacation of private sanitary sewer easement. Hydrology will not accept the vacation of temporary drainage easement. Pond K is being described here as Pond J, and that needs to be vacated. Please revise your submittal showing Pond J. As to the landscaping that Ms. Sommerfeld brought up, for even though this is a temporary drainage pond, the slopes do need to be stabilized. And I know you've been in discussion with Chair Wolfley and with Doug Hughes with stormwater quality. If there's going to be landscaping involved, those need to be on the landscaping sheets. Hydrology doesn't have a way of checking plantings, but we do need a note when the grading and drainage plan comes through. We do need a note stating that the slopes are to be stabilized.
This is Jeremy. Ernest, I totally agree. Thanks for your comments. We definitely intend to stabilize the slopes in the interim. My statement regarding it being temporary was more for the street tree requirement than anything else. So, my intention is to provide that. I just need to work that out with the developer and owner and see what exactly our options are and get that properly addressed. So, and then as far as the easement vacation, I'll let Derek chime in here as well. But my understanding is that the vacation request itself didn't specify whether it was Pond J or K. The temporary drainage easement that is being vacated is simply just a temporary drainage easement is all that it is titled. And you'll see it here on the screen, kind of towards the middle in the northwest corner of the site. And so I'll let Derek chime in on that as well. And turn it over to him.
Madam Chair, this is Derek Ernest. When the vacation was submitted, it included an exhibit that showed all the four vacations that were proposed with the application. That particular exhibit called out what is being referred to as Pond J. And when we updated the plat, we now labeled it and called it as Pond J in an effort to address your comments. So we're hoping that takes care of it, because whatever Pond K is, was never included in the vacation. The exhibit that was submitted with the vacation matches the plat. So we're hoping this takes care of that portion, assuring that Pond J is the one that is vacated as illustrated there with the updated plat.
Ernest Dermahill Hydrology, I appreciate that. One of my engineers is the one who had reviewed this, and I guess it was an earlier rendition of the exhibit that you had mentioned that had shown that. But I do see where it says Pond J on here. And so long as everything matches up, I don't have an objection to it.
Madam Chair, Ernest, this is Derek. Yeah, it matches with the exhibit that was provided with the vacation application. Thank you. So it matches.
Thank you.
Thank you. Let me go back to the temporary drainage or temporary tension basin north of Oak Ridge. Do you want that added to the infrastructure list, the drainage stabilization, Mr. Mijo?
Ernest Armijo Hydrology, thank you for reminding me, Chair Wolfley. Yes, the stabilization should be added to the infrastructure list. That way we make sure that this is taken care of.
Okay. And that's something that you're able to do now, Mr. Shell, because we have to have the infrastructure list complete to approve it. So, but we can do that. Yeah, since we're doing that with electronic signatures, then we can verbally state, since we aren't in person and can't write it on in person, we can verbally state what you're adding to the infrastructure list that we would be approving. Okay. Okay. Now, I'm going to go ahead. This is Chair Wolfley, and I should have disclosed when we started the case that I did have an ex parte conversation with Mr. Shell yesterday to try to come to a good understanding of the landscaping for that northern portion of the site. And so, Mr. Shell, it's my understanding that you're going to stabilize the entire retention basin, correct?
Correct.
With a native seed mix that's gravel mulch.
That's correct? The intention at this time, yes.
Okay. And then Ms. Sommerfeld talked about how Oak Ridge would require street trees. It's difficult to put in trees on the north because of irrigation, but it's also something temporary that could be there quite a while. And we don't, you know, as other people build Oak Ridge to the west and do their street trees, maybe perhaps we can do this as delegation, because I don't think we have enough time now. But I did talk a little bit with Ms. Sommerfeld, and we were emailing with Ms. Gould, just trying to figure out if there is some potential landscaping that could just enhance that north side of Oak Ridge that's more of a desertscape that may not require irrigation. So I can take that as a delegation item for us to just sort through that and see if there is something that is practical to do there. Are you okay with that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Let's go to the rest of planning comments.
This is Jay Rodenbach. Regarding the site plans, we just have a comment. We just want a note added to the grading and drainage plan regarding stabilization of the pond with native grasses. And it's suggested that native trees or shrubs be planted between the north side of Oak Ridge and the retention pond. Please see DPM Part 6-12A5, which states that a stormwater management facility can be an attractive addition to the site rather than just an unimproved dirt area. In addition, landscaping will minimize the potential for erosion and therefore minimize the amount of required maintenance. That was our one and only site plan comment remaining. Regarding the preliminary final plat, the only comment we have is we just need a copy of the DXF file approval email from Aegis prior to final sign-off of the plat. And all the required signatures, so we're good on that. And regarding the vacations, staff has no objections. That's all I have.
Okay, thank you. Ms. Sommerfeld, let me come back to you. Is there any additional guidance you want to give? You had some, we've kind of got different strands of stabilization. I think at this time it might be good to identify that on the grading and drainage plan and the infrastructure list, that stabilization is required. And then regarding the site plan, perhaps you and I could take delegation with regard to the landscaping of that northern area.
Great. This is Cheryl Smartfelt with Park and Rec. I'm not sure if we typically add street trees to the infrastructure list. I thought we did not. So if that is not a question now, we can talk further about that. The one thought would be to add something really drought tolerant, like a desert willow with hand watering for a year or something. You know, if they don't want to install irrigation line. And then regarding the reseeding, I did want to say that in the specs, they may require some type of like tacky mulch that would hold water in. But I don't know if that's something that Ernest or Mihal also knows about with the aggregate, which should only be like one stone thick if we want the seeds to germinate, so it wouldn't be a thick layer of rock mulch. But I don't know if any of that goes on the infrastructure list, so I would say that if based on my previous experience with not putting it on, that we're okay to go forward with the infrastructure list.
Okay, Mr. Armijo, do you have anything to add there?
Ernest Armijo, hydrology. I haven't dealt with any sort of what did you call it? Tacking or?
This is Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Rec. I read something in the DMD specs about like a tacky layer, but I don't think that would need to be on the infrastructure list. I think it's just a matter of whether they're going to add the, with the seed, whether that will be something that holds the seed down in addition to the gravel aggregate. So I don't think it, you know, it needs to be decided right now, but it was something I wanted to mention just in case it was important to make sure that the seeds were germinated correctly.
Ernest Armijo, hydrology. By my understanding, it's we typically don't put that on there. We normally, the gravel mulch is what will hold the seed down and allow it to germinate in place.
Okay. Ms. Goulder, on this particular set of applications, I'm assuming we want to tie the infrastructure list to the site plan, correct?
This is Maggie Gould. I think that makes sense.
Okay. So what I will do now, do you have any more comments, applicant team? Because I was going to move toward sorting through these approvals. Do you have any other comments you would like to make?
Madam Chair?
Go ahead.
I'm not sure, but did transportation provide their comments?
Oh, I think we skipped over them. Let me repent and go back to transportation. Thank you, Mr. Armijo.
This is Jean Wolfenberger with Transportation. Transportation has no objection to the vacations plat infrastructure list or site plan.
All right. Yeah, I guess I knew they were good. We got so caught up in revegetating that we forgot we got to move traffic around here too. Okay, thank you so much. All right, Mr. Shell or Mr. Archuleta, is there anything more you want to add before we start sorting through any action today?
This is Jeremy. I'm good. I don't have anything else to add at this time.
Okay. Let's start with the list of vacations, which is item 5. I will ask each board member to vote to approve or deny the applications for vacations shown in item number 5. And I think that's just clean the way it is. So please, let's go ahead and vote, starting with Chris Cadena.
Chris Cadena, Water Authority, I approve.
Carl Garcia with Code Enforcement, I approve.
Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Rec, I approve.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology, I approve.
Dean Wolfenberger with Transportation, I approve.
And Jolene Wolfleet, DRB Chair, approves. There is a consensus vote to approve item 5 and project PR 2020-3707, applications SD 2020-202, vacation of a private sanitary sewer easement, SD 2020-203, vacation of a temporary drainage easement, SD 2020-204, vacation of a public roadway easement, SD 2020-205, vacation of a public roadway, public sanitary sewer easement. Because the applications meet all the applicable requirements of IDO and DPM, period. Okay, so item number 5 is approved. And then let's go to the plat. So in item number 4, project 2020-3707, we're talking about application SD 2020-137, the plat. I will ask each board member to vote to approve or deny the plat. If you're accepting delegation, please summarize that delegation in the time needed. Mr. Cadena.
Chris Cadena, Water Authority, I approve.
Carl Garcia with Code Enforcement, I approve.
Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Rec, I approve.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology. Hydrology approves with delegation for the handwritten engineer stamp date and hydrotrans number on the standard drainage easement language.
Thank you. I'm just taking a note here. Okay. Ms. Wolfenberger?
Transportation approves.
Okay, and I apologize, Mr. Rodenbeck, does this have all the signatures we need?
This is Jay Rodenbeck. Yes, it does. The only delegated item we have is for the DXF file.
Okay, and planning approves with delegation for the AGIS DXF file. There is a consensus vote to approve item 4, application SD 2020-137, preliminary final plat. Because the application meets all the applicable requirements of IDO and DPM, with delegation to hydrology and planning for 12 weeks to address the issues just stated. Okay, the last part of this might be a little trickier, but so the site plan will be the infrastructure list, will include the infrastructure list, and it will need to include the notes about drainage stabilization. So as we're approving, we need to make sure that those items are noted. Mr. Schell, can you state what you are adding to your infrastructure list? And if we were, like I said, if we were in person, you would be writing it on there, but we will have you stated in the record, and then we will be signing the infrastructure list that has that statement on it.
This is Jeremy. I guess I'll defer to what language he wants, but what I would suggest is we have an item for the pond. I believe it's towards the bottom of the infrastructure list, pond A. And I think we can just add a note to that to say slope and pond stabilization measures or something along those lines to the infrastructure list.
Mr. Armijo, does that sound good?
Ernest Armijo, hydrology, that would be acceptable.
Okay. So for the record, the infrastructure list is agreed to be amended to have the, where it talks about the drainage pond, that the slope and pond, stated again, Mr. Schell, the way you just did.
Added to the item already included for pond A, please add a note that states that pond stabilization measures will be included.
Okay, and then on the grading and drainage plan, we also need to add a note. Would that be a similar note, Mr. Armijo, or do you want it more distinct?
Mr. Armijo, hydrology, it would be similar, though the grading and drainage plan is not part of this submittal.
Oh, is it part of the plat?
Grading drainage plan has not been submitted yet for review.
Okay.
This is Jeremy. I think
I'm confused. Okay.
We've submitted to hydrology. The master drainage report is what's approved. You guys have seen it in our submittal to DOD in the package there. But I think we can add that note outside of DRB since we're getting a delegated approval here that can go as an item on the blue sheet and or we can add it now, I suppose, whichever is easier. But what I would suggest for simplicity's sake is that we include that as an item on the blue sheet and address that at a later time. We're going to have some other things that have a longer lead time to address as well, such as the IIA and financial guarantee. So, That would be my thought on the matter.
Okay. Mr. Armijo, do you have any suggestions for me? Do we want to do it that way? Do we want it on the site plan somewhere?
Mr. Armijo, hydrology. We can add a note to the site plan, but what Mr. Schell is proposing would work also because once the grading and drainage plan is finalized for this, that would be the controlling document once it goes to DRC.
Okay, so how would you state that for any action today?
I would suggest that again, that we get the pond stabilization into the infrastructure list, as we've already discussed, and we can leave the note for the plan to be on the approved grading and drainage plan when that one comes through, because it being on the infrastructure list will guarantee that it will be taken care of.
Okay, and then there'll also be an IIA for this as well. So, okay.
Correct.
And I think maybe what Mr. Shelby can do then with delegation on the site plan is have delegation to Ms. Sommerfeld, and then it would be me by default, for any notes that need to be on the landscaping plan regarding stabilization or additional plant material, trees or plant material on Oak Ridge.
This is Jeremy. That works.
Does that sound okay? Okay. All right. Just checking my other notes. Okay, I think we're ready on the site plan. I will ask each board member to vote to approve or deny the site plan with the associated infrastructure list with the addition that has been communicated in the record. If you're accepting delegation, please summarize that delegation and the time needed. Let's start voting with Water Authority. Mr. Cadena?
I apologize.
Okay.
Can you hear my phone? I had to plug it in.
Sure. We can hear you. Yes.
And are we doing the vote?
Yes, we are voting on the site plan.
Yes, and I approve the site. Christian Water Authority, I approve the site plan.
I should say the site plan and the infrastructure list.
Christian Water Authority, I approve the site plan and infrastructure list.
Carl Garcia with Code Enforcement, I approve the site plan and infrastructure list.
Okay, you kind of trailed out. Do you want to say that one more time, Mr. Garcia?
Yes, ma'am. Carl Garcia with Code Enforcement. I approve the site plan and infrastructure list.
This is Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Recreation Department. We take a delegation for additions to the landscape plan regarding the area north of Oak Ridge.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology. We approve the site plan and infrastructure list.
Gene Wolfenberger with Transportation. I approve the site plan and infrastructure list.
Okay. And Jolene Wolfley, DRB Chair, approves the site plan and infrastructure list with delegation for...
This is Jay Rodenbeck. We need delegation for the recorded IIA.
For the recorded IIA, with the addition that there would be a finding in the notice of decision that a note be placed on the approved grading and drainage plan that the temporary retention pond will be stabilized. And that delegation should also be for 12 weeks.
Madam Chair, this is Jay Rodenbeck. Real quick, do we need to mention the pond stabilization item on the infrastructure list at all again or no?
No, I think we made that clear when I put it up for vote. Okay. And I'll say that in the final accounting of the vote. So there is a consensus vote to approve item 4, PR 2020-3707, application SI 2020-247, site plan, and the infrastructure list with the additional item on drainage stabilization mentioned today. Because the application meets all the applicable requirements of IDO and DPM, with delegation to parks and planning to address the issues just stated for 12 weeks. The delegation is for 12 weeks, okay.
This is Jeremy, thanks everybody. Really appreciate y'all. And if I don't talk to any of you before we hit the holiday season, happy holidays.
Okay, thank you, Jeremy. Thanks for being cooperative with all that we were trying to sort through. Thank you so much.
Not a problem.
Okay. Let's see, is there a motion to take a recess until 11:30?
Cheryl Smurfelt with Parks and Rec, I move to recess to 11:30.
Chris,
this is Jane Wolfenbarger.
Go ahead, Chris.
Oh, Chris, get in a second.
Please vote.
Chris Cadena, Water Authority, I approve.
Carl Garcia with Code Enforcement, I approve.
Cheryl Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, I approve.
Curtis Birmingham, Hydrology, I approve.
Jane Wolfenberger with Transportation, I approve.
And Jolene Wolfley, DRB Chair, approves. The DRB is going into recess. Please note that item 6 is deferred, so we will start with item number 7. We will come back promptly at 11:30 and be ready to start at 11:30. Please go ahead and mute yourself and turn off your video for your privacy during the recess. Thank you so much, everyone.